Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, everybody, Boy, I'm looking old on the video, on the Facebook Live. I'm looking like real old. Oh, man, maybe I won't do Facebook Live tonight because I'm looking like 100 years old. Anyway, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me once again. Okay, where's my media stuff at? It's been one of those days. But you know what? I'm here. We are back and better than ever. Great to have you all in. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who just popped in. Welcome, my brother. We are back and better than ever. It's great to have you all in. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Got a great guest coming up. Dean Tong is here. He's a child sex expert. I'll get into it. I know. Don't get excited now. Don't get excited. We're here to help. So I'll introduce him in just a minute now. But, okay, so the Mueller report still hasn't been released, and everyone wonders why President Trump crows about no collusion. And, yes, that might be true. You see, because he knew there was no collusion. He knew. So that's why he crowed about it, and he was so confident that he knew that there was no collusion. And that probably was true, but there's a lot of other things in that report that need to be exposed. So, again, it's possible that Trump knew there was no evidence of collusion. So, again, that's why he walked around like the cock of the walk, and, you know, he was so confident that he didn't do anything wrong, because he probably did, and that's why he was so confident there was no illegal activity with the Russians, and Robert Mueller wasn't really looking for anything else. So if that was the whole crux of the investigation, that he was looking for collusion, Trump knew there was no collusion, so that's why he was so bold and braggadocious when the report came out. But now we have to wait for Trump appointee General William Barr, Attorney General William Barr, to release a report, which most of us with little common sense already know that despite congressional subpoenas and all the other bluster that's coming from Jerry Nadler and all the other folks who are running the Congress now, it's still not going to happen. So the report still won't be released. And not only to Congress, but I don't think the American people are going to ever see it either. So we'll see what happens. Shout out to Michael Mazak, my brother from Boston, Massachusetts, rather, and Lamont Gates, who says he's not clear from obstruction of justice, which is hefty in the collusion. Absolutely, Lamont Gates. Absolutely. See, they won't find a collusion, but there's some other stuff in there that the Trump appointee, Attorney General William Barr of the United States of America, does not want to come out. So And you're right that the obstruction of justice is much worse than the collusion. The penalty for that is much, much worse. So he'll be running out of there like Richard Nixon did back in the day. All right, everybody, welcome and thanks for tuning in, not only to Facebook Live, but on the radio station at blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And the Ron Kelly Show is sponsored in part by High Above Media. For more information, you can email my buddy Jim at Jim, J-I-M, at highabovemedia.com. We'll go directly to the website. It's www. Do we still say that? www. Anyways, www.highabovemedia.com. Okay, tonight we are joined by a certified forensic consultant, but I'm going to find out what all of that means, everybody. Trust me. Tonight we are joined by certified forensic consultant, author, and expert in high-conflict child custody, child abuse cases, Mr. Dean Tong. Hello, Dean, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show, and I hope you can hear me.
Ron, thanks for having me this evening.
All right, that was a quick one. Okay, you caught me off guard with there, Dean. You know, it's hard to believe that people, you know, it's hard to believe that, like, there's an ugly underbelly underneath the child support laws and all those things, that families, mothers and fathers, actually use their children against each other, get them to lie in custody cases. So tell me about that. It must be, how does that sit with you after, you know, sitting and watching and trying to help people out? I mean, how does that sit with you?
Well, that's a very common tactic, Ron, allegation of sexual impropriety against a child, against a woman. In today's Me Too climate and movement, is it's the one allegation that raises the eyebrows of the court of public opinion. It raises the eyebrows of the fact finder, the court, the judge, the jury. So you're basically left presumed guilty, the opposite constitutional premise that we have in this country, having to prove a negative in your innocence. And I mean, we've seen that with Michael Jackson. Jackson accused in 93, indicted in 03, cleared by a jury, not guilty all counts in June of 05. And now, of course, they come out with a documentary rehashing similar allegations, perhaps allegations since his demise a decade ago in Leaving Neverland. So, you know, it's the old saying, children and women don't lie, are not mistaken about sexual assault, must be believed and protected at all costs. And, you know, Mike Tyson will tell you, worse than any punch he ever, you know, had laid on his body was the sexual allegation that landed him in prison by Desiree Washington back in 93. So this is a very volatile, explosive allegation. It's made on hearsay. There's no forensic medical proof. It's just words. And make no mistake, it can wind you up in handcuffs in a New York minute.
Yeah, but come on, D. I mean, I just, you know, I understand that it happens, but I just can't, you know, before I do a lot of these shows, I kind of picture myself in certain situations. And it's just, you know, I can't imagine the because there's got to be some psychological damage when you force your kid to lie on the mother or the father. You force your kid to actually testify in court to something that's not really true. I mean, isn't there some psychological damage to that child
Of course there is, Ron. But most of these cases, make no mistake, are not lies. Most of these cases are mistakes, errors by professionals in the field, perhaps interviewing the kids at what's called the Child Advocacy Center, forensic interviews. We're talking about suggestibility and memory. And even adults, you and I, are prone to memory flaws. Memory is not a perfect videotape. It deteriorates with the passage of time. Memory is encoded, stored, retrieved, and reported. A lot of things affect memory. And even if you're shot in Afghanistan, Iraq, or you're traumatized because you were raped, you're only going to remember bits and pieces of that trauma. You're not going to remember all of that trauma. What's called verbatim memory. You're not going to have verbatim memory unless you have a photographic memory. You're only going to have just memory, remember bits and pieces. So memory is basically memory on trial, and memory is an area of psychological science that, you know, it's one in controversy, false memories, and that causes a judge to hold what's called a pretrial hearing to make sure that the expert is credible, to make sure that the science he or she is testifying to is credible, before that comes into evidence onto a court record. We saw this recently with Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby convicted in Pennsylvania of drugging and allegedly raping a woman from more than a decade ago. You know, we've seen it with the Catholic Church go back decades, literally, you know, 30, 40 years ago. So, again, this is an allegation that will take you to your knees if you don't have a competent defense team on how to fight this.
But how do you trust a kid, though? I mean, you know, not to say that a kid's not trustworthy, but, you know, with so much on the line, you know, how do you trust a child to who can be easily influenced? How do you trust a child to
You're right. And you know, Art Linkletter wrote the book, Kids Say the Darndest Things. He wrote that book over 50 years ago. It's at Amazon, you know, and kids do say crazy things. You know, and Dr. Stephen Cece, who ironically is out of Cornell University in your state in New York, you know, he did all the studies back on this stuff back in the 90s and proved that children are mistaken many times when it comes to sexual impropriety allegations against adult males. So, again, we're not saying that a kid is lying, although a kid could lie as young as three. At that same age, a kid could give salient details of sexual assault or molestation. But a lot of mistakes are made along the way, and that includes the professionals in the field that are charged by the government to protect kids. You know, we have a child protection agency in all 50 states in this country.
Yeah, but I still think that, you know, not that, you know, I still have a hard time with the shout out to Susan Kirkland, who just joined. Oh, you finally got off that treadmill, Susan. Do your thing, girl. So it just strikes me is how do you so do you know anyone, or do you yourself, or do you know anyone who counsels kids after these traumatic situations? You know, like when the family.
Absolutely. All of my cases, I'm a trial consultant, so I help attorneys from all over America in these cases. I also testify as an expert witness in about five or six different areas of psychology and social science myself. But of course, I work with therapists, against therapists, because we see therapists sometimes, well-meaning, well-intentioned therapists, just like child protective investigators and social workers, use deleterious therapy. They may incorporate methodologies such as hypnosis or dream therapy or art therapy or play therapy or even cognitive behavioral therapy that pours gasoline on the fire. And you're treating the condition before that condition has been legally adjudicated in a court of law. I see it all the time. So it's a very touchy field. It's a field where we see what's called confirmatory bias or confirmation bias, and there's an immediate belief system that the allegation is true and that it happened. I mean, R. Kelly under arrest in Chicago, multiple counts. Way back to Woody Allen before Michael's case in 92. He went through this. So nobody is exempt from this. Everybody is vulnerable to this because this is the exception of the hearsay rule. So hearsay, generally speaking, is not admissible in court. This is the exception of the hearsay rule. It's coming in. And I'm going to repeat myself. You can be arrested in a New York minute just based on a sexual hearsay allegation.
Yeah, but what bothers me about some of this stuff, I mean, moving on to the Me Too situation and Miss Milano, Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss back in the day that I used to watch when I was much younger, started this whole thing. And, you know, I just think that I have a problem with how fast that they move, you know, how people's lives are destroyed, how, like Charlie Rose and some of the other people whose lives were destroyed in a heartbeat from these allegations. So I just have a problem with how fast this thing happens, and you know, with no.
Well,
real
as I just stated, Ron, the confirmatory bias, the immediate belief system is the woman or the child is not lying, is not mistaken. So automatically you're up against a wall when you're accused, And, it, you know, basically, again, you're presumed guilty. You've got to go through testing to prove you're not the monster that someone is painting you to be. You've got to impeach the allegations. So you've got to do what's called discovery. You may have to get a deposition of your accuser and put her under oath. It becomes a very weighted situation. And you've got have a team. You've got to have a team of experts, you know, that have been there, done that, know what they're doing in a case like this.
Well, everybody, hold on. Everybody who's watching Facebook Live feed, I just had to, I just had to cut off the Facebook Live feed. I reestablished it. Something was going on with Facebook. God only knows. You know, with a billion people on this site, you never know what can happen. So I just had to. For those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio and who are watching on Facebook Live, I had to end the live video earlier, just a few minutes ago, because there was a problem with the feed. But I I've reestablished the video, so you can just scooch on over, move on over to where I'm at now. It's still on my Facebook page, Ron Kelly. And you could also check it out, the Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show, and also YouTube. The Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is up and running. You can go over there and check me out, too. Shout out. Thank you, Lamont, for moving over. Thank you so much. Thank everybody for moving over to where I'm at now. You know what? We'll take a quick break. You know what? We'll hold you for just another minute. Dean, I'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about these allegations and the destruction of folks' lives in a New York minute, as you said. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Check me out on Facebook Live, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. We're also on Spreaker. We're on SoundCloud. We're everywhere. Instagram, you name it. We're all over the place. It's the Ron Kelly Show, hosted by yours truly, and it's on blogtalkradio.com/ronkellyshow.com. Also, the archive is there, so you can check out. There's hundreds of shows on the Ron Kelly Show archive. Just go on over there. If you missed me last week, if you missed me the week before, there's a show from last week or last month or last year. You can check it out on my Blog Talk Radio archives. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and all of those shows will come up. So you can just pick and choose. If you want to experience me one more time, just go on over there. You can pick a show from whenever. I think it's a couple of years worth of shows over there. So just go on over there. You might be feeling lonely one day. You want to. You know, you need your buddy, and I'm not really on the radio at the time. You just go on over there, and you want to reassure yourself. Just go on over to blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. Okay, we're back. We're chatting with Dean Tong. Dean is an expert in a whole bunch of stuff. Dean Tong is the expert in child abuse, and he's also you're a trial counselor, Dean. So you have to actually sit in. You have to sit in some of these trials and. So what do you do when you're sitting there? You're just assessing the situation? Are you taking notes? Are you, you know, what do you do when
I'm taking notes. I'm helping the attorney on questions to impeach the opposing witnesses against us. I'm helping the attorney on questions on direct and cross and redirect and recross. And as I said earlier, I do testify as an expert, especially in the area of the child forensic interviews. Most of those are captured on DVD. So I go over the DVDs, and I'm able to give opinions for judges and juries on the reliability and trustworthiness of those DVDs and the information on the same. And mind you, Ron, only 5% of these cases have medical forensic proof. So 1 in 20 is going to maybe have proof, and the other 19 out of 20 are going to be, you know, abject rampant hearsay. You know, and a lot of these allegations we've seen come up from weeks, days, months, years, decades ago. You know, we're seeing it against Joe Biden, who's running for president next year. And, you know, you get what I call piling on. You get one, then you get another, and now you get another. Well, now you're guilty by association with the smoke, this fire. And it's hard to put that fire out.
Yeah, but some people you just, I mean, like, I would be, you know, when sometimes when these things come out, when these revelations come out, some people you look at and say, oh, yeah, you know, I can believe that. But with, you know, with some, and then with, there's some people who they accuse them, like, wait a minute, hold on. And Biden is one of those people. I mean, you can't put nothing past, you can't put anything past anyone, I should say. But Biden is one of those people who I just say, well, wait a minute, Biden? Because he's such a, like a, I've seen him campaigning, you know, when with Barack Obama. And even when he did the inaugural walk for the last time, 2012, I believe it was, 2000 and whatever it was, 2016. And he, when he did, when they walked, when the president got out of the limousine and walked, you know, part of the way to the 2012, when he, and then Biden got out and he walked, and he's just one of those guys, he's just one of those hands-on, lovable type of guys. And I just can't see him, I just really, I need more evidence, I'll put it like that. But some people.
Yeah, I get it, Ron. But this could be a game changer. It can be a deal breaker in a political race where, especially if the, you know, commander in chief, the highest political seat in the world, the United States of America, is president. So, you know, people take these allegations at face value, and you know, the Me Too movement has risen. And it wasn't Alyssa Milano who started the movement. It was a gal by the name of Tarana Burke. I think Alyssa Milano might have been the first celebrity to put her hand in the cookie jar on it. But a gal by the name of Tarana Burke actually started the movement.
Yeah, but what I don't get, though, I mean, it's just, like I said, for some people, to me, there's just not enough evidence in some cases. And
basically what we've gone to, Ron, is what I call no touch rules America. So you got to go back to 1996, and you may recall, you may not recall, the case of Jonathan Prevett, a little 7-year-old boy from North Carolina. It was, the media called it the Kiss case, K-I-S-S. And what happened was, the little boy kissed a 6-year-old girl in school. He got suspended from school for 1 year by the National Education Association. And ever since that day, 23 years ago, unless you're living in a bubble, you got to know that if you're around a kid, you're taking a risk. You're really taking a risk because you could be accused of anything at any time. And it's sad, but welcome to America. This is what we've become. We're a very, you know, socialized country in this area. And these allegations can, you know, wind you up in court very quickly. You could lose your parental rights. You can go to prison. You can register as a sex offender.
Yeah, I think I remember, Dean, I think I remember, vaguely remember that situation. Everybody, I'm talking to Dean Tong. Dean Tong is a child. He's a certified trial consultant, among a lot of other things. And Dean, you're an author as well. Tell me about your publications.
Yeah, I first came out with Don't Blame Me, Daddy in 92, followed by Ashes to Ashes, Families to Dust in 97. And then Elusive Innocence is the book that raises the eyebrows of most people and lawyers who litigate and try these cases. That was published in 2002. So I have 3 books I've written. You know, but I'm not the only guy, you know, that helps in these cases. Obviously, there are other people out there. There's some very competent lawyers and some very competent psychologists and psychiatrists. The problem is this well-meaning, well-intentioned, but somewhat misguided system oftentimes will take a kid, a woman's word at face value and run with that. And if you don't have the resources, you know, welcome to America, you get as much justice as you can afford. If you don't have the resources to fight back and you're left with a public defender or court-appointed attorney and no experts, well, that could be a quick ticket to prison.
Yeah, it is very, very sad that there are folks who are sitting in prison, not just for child sex abuse crimes, but for other stuff as well. But there are a lot of people who can't afford to have somebody like you in the courtroom who can assess, you know, where a child is coming from and who has an educated opinion to what's going on. A lot of people can't afford that. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, it happens between mothers and fathers. Mothers use their children when there's a divorce case, when there's a custody case. Mothers use their children. The mothers and fathers use their children against each other. Say, little Johnny, lie and say daddy touched you on the butt. You know, and the kid's going to do it, depending on what parent he's been with the whole time. It's highly likely that the kid's going to do it. So how do we differentiate? You know, is there any concrete way of figuring out whether the child is telling the truth or not? Is there any bona fide way?
Well, you're looking for signs and symptoms of behaviors, but of course, even if you have regressive behaviors that you see in a kid, bedwetting or nightmares or flashbacks, that could be due to other things. So you want to ask a kid open-ended questions. Can you tell me what happened? Can you tell me more about that? You don't want to put words or thoughts or ideas in the kid's mouth. That's the very definition of suggestibility. You know, you don't want to lead the kid and ask direct closed-ended questions, which call for a yes-no answer. You want to ask open-ended questions. Unfortunately, again, many of these interviewers, you know, they have a very large caseload. They're not getting paid a lot of money. They have to get on to the next case, and they'll break open a case based on an allegation to the hotline, abuse hotline here in Florida where I live. It's 1-800-96-ABUSE. You can call anonymously. You can be a vindictive grudge bearer with an axe to grind and ruin somebody's life in a New York minute. So, you know, again, it's a very weighted situation. It could start an investigation, and they might just want to move on to the next case, and they'll take the kid's word to face value. They won't ask the open-ended questions. They'll lead the kid to get the desired response that they're seeking, which is that abuse happened. And if they get that outcry, that disclosure, you know, that's it. Chances are you're going to wind up being arrested and charged, maybe indicted like Michael Jackson was indicted in 2003.
Which, you know, I don't believe at all. I don't believe for a second that he did anything to anybody. But, Dean, shout out to Lamont Gates, who's saying, is this this interview concerning Me Too or a story in the media? Media, no, Lamont Gates, this isn't about a story that's in the media. Yeah, I did mention the Me Too situation, which we did briefly touch on, but that's not necessarily Dean's strike zone. For lack of a better word or phrase.
Well, I get consultations, you know, based on adult versus adult allegations without kids and who aren't involved in a custody battle. I get cases like that, you know, but that's basically motive. That's more motive than what could be sexual trigger or something that could alter a child's memory. If a kid can talk about the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, Peter Pan, the Easter Bunny, he could talk about how daddy touched my pee-pee. You know, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the kiddie cases, ages 3 to 7 or so. You get a little more sophisticated when the kids get older. Kids can still be suggestible. They can be impressionable. But certainly their brain formation is better. They're more developed. And they're not as easily coached or manipulated.
I kind of think that, you know, Dean, speaking of the Me Too movement, as Lamont Gates has inquired about, you know, I kind of think that there's some false sense of that the women have a false sense. There's a lot of creeps out there. There's heinous criminals who should be buried underneath the jail. you know, I'm not defending anybody like R. Kelly. And I am not going to change my name, everybody who's listening to the program right now. That's my name. My mama gave it to me. I'm sticking with it. But there are people out there who have done things. But I do believe that, you know, that I don't think that, well, I don't want to say, but I'd be hard-pressed to believe that every single allegation is credible. I would be hard-pressed to believe that. That every single allegation has been made since this Me Too movement got rolling. I do believe
yeah,
that
so,
there's...
You know, you're looking, Ron, you're looking for contextual details. You're looking
no,
for
no,
consistency.
No, here's what it is. But I don't want... I mean, there might be some sour grapes. There could have been a, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to marry you because I'm going to stay with my wife. Oh, all right, you want to stay with your wife? Okay, we'll take this bomb with you. You know, and they make an allegation. It's got to be, I believe there is some, I know I can't say one thing and do another. I can't give credit to the women and then take it away from them. But I do believe that there could be some, payback in some of these situations, Dean.
Well, of course. Of course, this can be a retribution. You know, of course, this can be a vengeful way to pay back anybody when you can wield the child as a pawn, weapon, or tool for the purpose of gaining equity in law and court. Of course, you know, social status as the most fit parent, child support, child custody. There's a lot hanging in the balance. With a Me Too allegation, it could be money. Money could be the motivating factor.
Right.
Fame could be the motivating factor. Or there could be no motivation at all, and the woman was harassed, or the woman was inappropriately touched and did not give consent to do so.
Jake, maybe you can get on, because eventually there's going to be a basketball baby mamas. So it's gonna, eventually there'll be a basketball baby mamas on Wii or someplace like that. So, hey, babe, you're right. We have a baby and become famous. So, Dean, how does anybody how do people reach out to you? How do you?
Yeah, so I have a website. I have a website, Ron. It's been on the internet for over 20 years, back to the 90s. It's abuseexcuse.com, abuse-excuse.com. Alan Dershowitz, the infamous attorney, wrote the book. I have the website.
Okay, infamous. Well, I like Alan Dershowitz. But, okay, abuse-excuse.com, everybody. Abuse-excuse.com. Now, if someone wants to read any of your books or anything that you've written, articles or whatever the case may be, how would they access those things?
Well, most of the books, Ron, are at Amazon, of course. Some are at the website. My articles should be online at Google. Just Google my name. You can read about all the stuff I've written over the years. And I try to remain pretty objective. I also, represent women and mothers who have been falsely accused of coaching their kids to falsely accuse dads of incest or other sexual taboos. So I'm not a gender biased guy who only takes cases for men and fathers. I also help women and mothers because a lot of women and mothers fall victim to this system too. And sometimes you get judges you know, as competent as they are, where the left hand doesn't know what the right one's doing, with all due respect. And it happens. And,
yes.
Unfortunately, everybody comes into the case with a different education and experience level. So, and of course, the government has unlimited resources. Make no mistake about that.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so it's abuse-excuse.com, everybody. Abuse-excuse.com. You can Google Dean Tong. That's Dean, D-E-A-N, Tong, T-O-N-G, if you want to. His books are on Amazon if you want to access. You know, and this is important information here, so I think that you should pay attention here. Get in touch with this man. Abuse-excuse.com is the website, and you can Google his name, Dean, D-E-A-N, Tong, T-O-N-G, and, you know, and you may even need to hire this man, you know, so definitely reach out to him if you have a situation such as the ones we were talking about, you can reach out to Dean Tong, abuse-excuse.com. And also you can make use of Google. God, what did we do before Google? I mean, what did we, I guess we just weren't thinking. But what did we do before Google? I was just thinking that the other night.
I think, Ron, I think we had Lycos and Excite and AltaVista.
I've never heard of any of that stuff. You know, every time I mentioned it, someone would say, oh, encyclopedias. I'm like, really? I mean, encyclopedia, you know how old that information is? Encyclopedias, they don't even sell them anymore. But wow, wow, wow. What a world. All right, Dean Tong, thank you so much, Dean. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you. I promised I'd keep you a segment, but I kept you for two. I hope you didn't mind. And
no, thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me. Hopefully it was a little bit educational.
Oh, it was a lot. It was very educational. People need to know about these things. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, everybody, take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Ron Kelly Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Oh, boy. I hate when that happens. We are back. What's up, everybody? It's Ron Kelly Show, and it is on blogtalkradio.com, rockkellyshow.com, abuse. Thank you, Dean Tong, abuse-excuse.com, Lamont Gates, abuse-excuse.com. Dean Tong, Google him, Lamont Gates, Google Dean Tong. Dean Tong is a, I'll do it right now. Dean Tong, one of his books is Elusive Innocence Survival. For Dean Tong, you can check him out. He's abuseexcuse.com is a website. Falsely accused of abuse. Dean Tong, false abuse allegations and accusations, trial expert and forensic consultant on false child abuse, sexual harassment, et cetera, et cetera. Lamont Gates. So you can go to Survival Guide for the Falsely Accused is one of Dean Tong's books. Elusive Innocence, Survival Guide for the Falsely Accused is one of Dean Tong's books. You can get it on Amazon. Free shipping on qualified orders. Once again, Lamont Gates, Elusive Innocence, Survival Guide for the Falsely Accused by Dean Tong. Dean is a very educated man. He's an American author, public speaker, consultant, and trial expert in the field of false child abuse allegations. He has consulted for the media on high-profile cases of that of Elian Gonzalez, remember the Cuban kid? You showed him coming out of the house, JonBenet Ramsey and Michael Jackson. So he's a false abuse allegation forensic expert, Lamont Gates. So some of his books are Don't Blame Me, Daddy, False Accusations of Child Sexual Abuse, and a whole lot more. So check him out. Dean Tong, thank you so much, Dean, for joining me here on the Ron Kelly Show. Tong, T-O-N-G, Lamont Gates, T-O-N-G, Dean Tong, T-O-N-G. All right, everybody, we're back. Thank you so much, Dean Tong, and all the folks who are listening to him here on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much. And all of you who partake in my nonsense every Thursday evening. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to all my people that are probably smoking cigars right now at Railroad Cigars. And everybody where my face can be seen on the screens, at the Bearded Barber, High-End Cigars, Railroad Cigars. There's so many places where my face is plastered all over the state of New Jersey and beyond. So shout out to Jim at High Above Media. High Above Media is the Ron Kelly Show is sponsored by High Above Media. Get in touch with Jim. He's a brilliant guy. Jim at highabovemedia.com. Jim at highabovemedia.com. Or you can go to the website. You can go to the website www.highabovemedia.com. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. And I see a lot of y'all are still out there, right? A lot of y'all are still out there, you know, posting those pictures of Trump being hauled out of the White House in handcuffs. Let me tell you something. That's never, ever, ever going to happen. Trump is never going to be arrested, ever. So you can forget about that. So y'all need to chill out. You know, shout out to AC, Al, AC Shaw, who does voiceovers. He also does the weekends on 93.1 Easy 93.1 down in the FLA. Check him out sometime. My boy Al AC Shaw, Easy 93.1 FM, and down in the 203, whatever they call it, down there. I think I remember saying. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Yeah, see, you're not going to see Trump being hauled out. And I see the pictures. I see a lot of y'all are obsessed. Y'all are driving yourselves absolutely crazy talking about Trump. Stop. Stop talking about Trump, because Trump is not going anywhere, and he's not going to be arrested. He's not going to be hauled out of the White House in handcuffs. It's just not going to happen. So stop. Stop. Don't. You know, some of y'all are driving. Some of y'all probably have medical issues that are about to happen, veins that are about to pop, arteries that are about to snap, because you're so focused on Trump. Let it go. He, you know, it's the same way. Shout out to my boy AC. Shout out to Al AC Shaw, who just joined us. Al AC Shaw. Easy 93.1 on Saturdays, I believe it is, and he does the weekends. Congratulations, Al. Easy 93.1 in the FLA, in the 203, whatever you'll call it. shout out to my boy Al. Congratulations on your new adventure. Easy 93.1, yo. You can catch it online or whatever the case. Yeah, if you're down in Miami, you can check it out. If not, you can check it out online. Easy 93.1, Al AC Schultz, Saturday morning, 6 to 9, I believe it is. Okay, so Trump is never going to be Trump. stop. Trump is not going anywhere. Trump is not going anywhere. So all y'all posting these pictures of Trump being hauled out of the White House in handcuffs, never going to happen. Never going to happen. You see, because presidential history is being structured. You know, presidential history is being structured. And no matter what a president does, he'll never go to prison. This is not what happened with Richard Nixon, for example. He was one of the worst presidents ever. He committed obstruction of justice, treason, you name it. He broke every rule there was. Did not go to jail. Not once. Did not go to jail. Because it's never going to be said. See, because besides, outside of slavery, I mean, they messed up with slavery. But other than that, United States history has been crafted for years. Crafted, shaped, molded. And no one is ever going to be able to say that an American president went to jail. Never. Never. That is not going to happen. So even if Trump committed obstruction of justice, which I believe that he did when he fired the FBI director, I believe he committed obstruction. When he tweeted out about, when he tweeted to scare people who were about to be indicted, they tried to send subliminal message to people to let them know not to testify. I believe that was obstruction of justice. But Trump is not going to jail. Trump is not going to jail. So forget it. Just forget it. So y'all, a lot of y'all out there who are killing yourselves over this Trump nonsense, he's not going to jail. So just forget it. All right, 13 minutes left of the program, everybody. Thanks so much. Thank you, Dean Tong, for joining us this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Dean Tong, author, lecturer, child sex abuse consultant, a child consultant. Check him out, Dean Tong. Google him, Dean Tong. He has a lot of books out. Very interesting guy. You check him out. You can purchase his books on Amazon. You know, great titles. I'd be interested to read some of them. All right, everybody, about 12 minutes before the hour, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Yeah, I'm still toiling. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still toiling, and I'm still reaching for that brass ring, everybody. I'm still reaching for that brass ring, still trying to get on to regular radio, and I'll even do like Light FM. I don't want to do that because I don't do music radio, but I'll do it. You know, just to get on, I'll do it. You'd be surprised what you might do when you really want to. Well, not that, but you'd be surprised that, you know, everybody has a price, like they say. Everybody has a price. Everybody. And yeah, and I don't do music radio, and I really don't want to do music radio, but I will do it if just to get foot in the door. And then hopefully I can transition to talk, because talk is what I do best. You know. But music radio is probably easy. You play the song goes off, you say a couple words, you put another song on. Yeah, it'd probably be pretty easy. No, maybe I'll change my format. You know, not here, but maybe, you know, I'll go somewhere and do radio, music radio. So anyway, Chicago has a new mayor. Congratulations. Chicago has a new mayor. And before anybody starts saying I'm anti-gay or anything like that, I'm not. More power to her, this woman. What's her name? Lori Lightfoot something. Lori Lightfoot won the mayor's race. It took place yesterday, I believe it was. And Lori Lightfoot made history. Well, Chicago made history this week by electing Lori Lightfoot, who's a black woman who is openly lesbian. And she kind of looks it too. Lori Lightfoot is a black woman who is openly lesbian. And I don't have nothing against that as mayor. It's the largest American city to do so. Her victory ushers in a new political era for Chicago, which has been plagued by various policing controversies, corruption scandals, and a large economic deficit. Now, her election and the fact that her opponent, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, was also a black woman, highlights a much broader trend around the country, the growing number of black women running for political office and winning. She's a lawyer and a former president of the Chicago Police Board and has not held political office before. So she's a novice. Attended the University of Chicago Law School, stayed in the city after graduation, was a federal prosecutor in the 90s, and a strong police reform advocate. So, you know, so she's the new mayor, Lori Lightfoot, 56-year-old lawyer, black woman who is also a lesbian. Now, she inherits a killing field. She joined San Francisco Mayor London Breed. London Breed is one. The other one of the two black women being Lightfoot and London Breed, who lead two of the 14 largest cities in America, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago and London Breed of San Francisco, who I don't believe is a lesbian. Keisha Lance Bottoms is the second black woman to win the mayoral race in Atlanta following a serious contest. But anyway, so Lori Lightfoot is has vowed to get to the bottom of the Jussie. Oh, Jesus. The Jussie Smollett case that I'm hoping that everybody just lets go of. I mean, you know, how many black folks have been accused of stuff and gone to prison? How many black folks have been accused of stuff and have gone to prison? And I mean, I can over the top of my head, I know elite. You got the Duke lacrosse team. You got there's so many people who have been accused of these of this stuff, and who have been not put in jail. So many of them. So Lori Lightfoot has vowed to get to the bottom, or to waste more time, I should say, on the Jussie Smollett case. Now this thing, I mean, I can kind of, sort of, maybe, possibly understand why people in Chicago are upset about this. I can kind of understand it. But I don't believe that it was enough for people to get out there and start protesting. I really don't think that was necessary, people to get out there and start protesting. I just didn't think it was. To me, it just wasn't necessary. And people got out there and they were protesting. The police were protesting. See, that's what caught my attention. Now, people think that I'm a hater. I love the police, okay? I'm not, and I'm saying this in front of all the people who I know, my listeners, who some of y'all militant Black Panthers out there who be like, who may not want to listen to me anymore because I'm saying this. No, but I do. I'm a police supporter. I support the police because they're not all bad. I know some that are pretty good. I mean, where I smoke cigars at, all of them wearing guns, and I'm not comfortable with that. But shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. I'm not comfortable, like where I smoke cigars at, shout out to Timothy Williams. Where I smoke cigars at, most there's a lot of cops that hanging in. Everybody who's in there has a gun on, and I'm not comfortable with that. You know, because accidents happen. And I'm suing you. You can bet on it. If I don't live, my people are gonna sue you. So, but I'm a police supporter. I'm a police supporter because what would we do if there weren't no police? And I know in some areas it look like there's no police. People are just running the town, Bloods, Crips, et cetera, et cetera. What would we do if there were no police? So I'm a police supporter, but I do believe that police officers who commit crime should be brought to justice. You know. Now, because I've been involved with the police, I've been a county officer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I used to be afraid to say things. I used to be afraid to say things because I thought that I would be out of the club if I said certain things about the police. They'd be like, oh, Ron, you can't do that. Can't talk about the police. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Because I know people who I'm friends with, who are police officers, sheriffs, deputies, et cetera, who don't say nothing when something happens. Brothers, black men, who don't say anything when something happens because they're out of fear that they'll be doing, they'll be checking bags at the courthouse door forever. So they don't say anything. They don't say anything. Because that's like the worst job you can have is working an x-ray machine at the courthouse entrance. That's the worst job you could have. That's the worst. I'd rather be in the courtroom sitting with the judge, or whatever the case may be, than to be down there checking people's coats and stuff like that. Oh, God, no. That's something I definitely wouldn't want to do. And so a lot of the police officers are afraid, especially the African-Americans. They're afraid because they think that, you know, that they are not going to get the plum jobs, that they'll get the garbage jobs, that they'll get, you know, they'll be watching public service, watching PSE&G workers all day, which is horrible. Or if he's a sheriff's deputy, he might be checking in coats and wanding people for the rest of his life, which is something you really don't want to do. So, so a lot of times they don't say anything. They don't say anything. Especially the black officers, keep their mouth shut because they're afraid that they're going to get the graveyard shift for the rest of their lives. But I am a police supporter. Good police, I support. You got to be able to call somebody. Imagine if you couldn't call nobody. Something happens. Somebody break in your house. Who are you going to call? You ain't going to call Ghostbusters. So imagine somebody's breaking in your house. And for those of you who hate the police, what if somebody's breaking in your house? Now, you want to call the police now. You hear somebody coming in your window. You know, you want to call the police now. I mean, yeah, even though I think I can handle it, I'm still going to call them anyway. You need some backup, some witnesses in case I got to do something criminal. But anyway. So it's got a couple of minutes left to the program. So, yes, yeah, so those of y'all out there, I know a lot of y'all are still posting about Trump and stuff. Forget it. Forget it. Trump is not going anywhere. I say again, Trump is not going anywhere. So those of you who have dreams of Trump being held out of the White House in handcuffs dancing over your head, I promise you that it's not going to happen. Okay, everybody, have a good week. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, do take care of yourself. Listen to each other, please. Listen to each other. Peace be upon my radio brother, Bob Slade, from longtime WRKS-FM and WBLS when WRKS was folded some years back. Good night, Sharon Allen James. Good night, my sister. Love you so much. Thank you for being such a loyal listener. I hope you're wearing your R. Kelly gear well. And I think I got the next person who's going to. I think I have a very good idea who's going to get the next R. Kelly Show gift back. I have a very good idea who's going to get the next Ron Kelly Show gift back. So stay tuned for that. So I'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show next Thursday at 7 p.m. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice in that we may not have it all together, but together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody. See you back here next week. And I, so I can click some of these buttons, right? And I'm out of here. Have a good week. See you next week. Peace and love.